Pandora's Curse by Jack de Brule. Copyright 2001 by Jack de Brule. Recorded by arrangement with NAL Signet, a member of Penguin Putnam Incorporated. Read by J. Charles. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
Pandora's Curse. Published in the year of our wedding, this book is for Debbie, with all my love. Greenland, August 1953. The entire length of the Air Force C-97 Stratofreighter shuddered as the portside outboard engine began misfiring again. This time was much worse than before, and rather than risk his plane becoming too unstable, Major Jack Delaney shut down the 28-cylinder Pratt & Whitney Wasp. He reduced the drag by feathering the props so the blades cut the slipstream edgewise, but the plane still felt sluggish in his hands. "We're in a world of hurt, aren't we, Major?" asked his co-pilot, Lieutenant Jerry Winger. Delaney didn't respond as he studied the gauges for the three working engines. Every instinct told him that they hadn't seen the last of whatever had affected the power plant. The remaining engines were running hot, making him think that the problem wasn't with the plane, but with the fuel they'd taken on in England. Most likely, poorly maintained tanker trucks had contaminated the fuel. He looked out the windshield, known as the greenhouse throughout the Air Force because it was made up of 19 individual panes of plexiglass. It resembled the cockpit of the venerable B-29 on which the Stratofreighter was based. 18,000 feet below the Military Air Transport Service cargo plane, the desolate North Atlantic was as dark as the slag heaps in Delaney's native West Virginia. The sky was thankfully clear. Only a few stringers of high cirrus clouds smeared the air high above the plane, but Delaney didn't know how much longer his aircraft would remain aloft. "Yeah, Jerry, we..."